We affectionately call them tap jockeys. These are professional professional bartenders who work in the craft beer business. Brian Jansing and Paul Vismara got together and wrote a new book, Italy Beer Country, The Story of Italian Craft Beer. I can't think of a better field trip. Welcome to First Take, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, I picked up a few important words. First thing I'm thinking as I flip through a book on Italy Beer Country is the map. And, you know, so where do you go? You want to fly into Rome or Florence or, you know, how did you manage that? A whole country's worth of craft beer.
We kind of lucked out because most of the breweries are in the north. They're in the Piedmont area, in the Lombardy area, near Milan. So, and that's where it really kicked off and started. They all began in 94. There's four breweries, and they start out separately. So the breweries took on that part. But Rome is the engine that's driving the movement. That's where the pubs are. That's where most of the beer is being sold and exhibited, if you will.
Did you guys travel together?
Yes, we did. The first trip, we were able to do it on our own, and then we did a Kickstarter to do our second trip to cover the rest of the interviews that we needed to take. That was probably the hardest part, you know, drinking all that good beer in Italy.
That's the crowdfunding campaign where you invite people to join you and support this this effort to document Italian craft beer. So generalize, if you could, what are the things that bring together this Italian craft beer identity?
It's a really diverse movement, and they started their story kind of mirrors the American story in that they had no beer culture to start off with, and they, you know, some of those early pioneers were able to access quality beer from Belgium, Germany, wherever it was from, and they looked locally, couldn't find it, and so they decided to make it on their own. And it's it's tough to create something from scratch, but they did it, and they've really exploded, particularly in the last three to 5 years.
That's Paul Vismara with Brian Jansing. They wrote Italy Beer Country. I guess the thing about craft beer is that it's individualized. Everybody brings their own unique style to it, and so you ran into some real diversity.
Well, and the thing about Italy is it's extremely regionalized. I mean, you're looking right over another hill. They're different names for different pastas and different words, different recipes. But being so regional, though, they are able to really craft their own unique beers. Lover Beer, which is a very small brewery who does all barrel-aged Belgian-style beers, he makes a creek, a take on a creek by using a local plum. And so they do this a lot. We're very, very, they know food. It's a food culture. So to adapt it to beer is not very difficult. The harder part, like you said, was starting from scratch, literally. I mean, they had to design their own equipment. They had to find malts and hops, which were non-existent in Italy. And from that, the creativity part was a no-brainer for them.
So, guys, I would imagine going to Italy, then you have to keep a real open mind in terms of your palate for beer. You just can't. I'm looking for an IPA and an imperial or something, which you may find, but really the real joy comes in experimenting and, like you just pointed out, just seeing, wow, this is a beer that it's just not a stamped Italian version of an IPA or just an average lager or something. It's like you were saying, the whole key is to find something that's very specific to that region.
They're still crafting their identity. I don't think you can put a finger on exactly what makes a beer Italian per se, but as Brian said, that creativity is very evident, and they make everything from saisons to double IPAs to, you know, more balanced beer. But they have wine barrels all around them, so they're aging beer in wine barrels. But you could typify Italian beer as being more balanced because they think of beer as going along with food. And so they're always thinking about the table and how the beer is going to pair with the food.
Oh, so pairing comes first, not second.
Always in Italy. It's always food first.
Food or romance or, yeah.
That's all one.
It's all together, man.
It's all the same thing. That's right.
So Italy, Beer Country, Story of Italian Craft Beer, the book just came out. Where can people?
Yeah, you got some events coming up.
You got things happening.
Our book launch is tomorrow night at Falling Rock Tap House in Lodo at 7 p.m. And then we have two events coming up the following week. Sunday, April 6th, 1 p.m. at Backcountry Pizza and Tap House in Boulder. And then on Tuesday, April 8th at 1 p.m., we're going to be tapping several Italian beers that afternoon, and one of the brewers will be in town for the Craft Brewers Conference, and he'll be there to, and he's quite a character. I can't wait to see Bruno again.
Bruno. Maybe we can get him on, too.
You'd love him.
Yeah.
But I hope you have an hour, because he won't stop talking, I promise.
The book is called Italy Beer Country, and we've got Brian Jansing and Paul Vismara, who researched the book exhaustively, I'm sure. Kind of cool to have Italians look to Americans for insight into the craft beer. You guys are from, you're from Colorado. You know?
Yeah, and they were, they didn't have a book about how to brew beer until recently. There were no books in Italian on how to brew beer. So again, they were winging a lot of this, but the technical side is what they've been really bringing themselves to learn a little bit more and getting better at. But they've definitely followed Colorado and California. I mean, our craft beer movement, the United States, has been very, very important to the world. It's happening in England. It's happening in Brazil and Spain. And it's an incredible movement, and it's still moving.
Yeah, and Brian doesn't give himself enough credit for his heritage, because he is Italian and speaks Italian fluently. He doesn't just eat the pasta. I mean, the guy, this is his background and so forth. So it wasn't like a couple of ugly Americans going over. Well, maybe. No, a couple of ugly Americans going over to Italy.
Right, I'd definitely say a couple of ugly Americans there. But
going over there and saying, okay, we want to write a book. No, yeah, the inside track was there the whole time because of Brian.
I grew up in Italy. My mom's from Rome, and actually that's home.
He knows what he's talking about, man.
Si un pochino, solo un pochino.
We are looking for the book Italy Beer Country.
And one last thing, Paul. So if somebody was going to go look for something for one of these beers here in Denver, can you find it?
Yes, there's a couple of local stores that really helped us out. Mr. B's downtown, they're fantastic.
Yeah, right, and off of 22nd?
Yep, correct. Yeah. And they have a great selection. They probably have, 15 Italian beers right now. Mondovino in the Highlands also has an excellent selection of Italian beer. And, of course, Argonaut has quite a few as well.
All right.
So little time. That's all I can say.
So much beer. Okay. Hey, guys, thanks.
Thank you
very much.
We'll see you at The Rock.